morning. I'm Mike Yoretta here. The top pandemic-related headlines this hour on ANC. The state of New South Wales in Australia reports the country's biggest daily COVID-19 caseload of the year so far. 112 new locally acquired cases were recorded Monday, just as the capital, Sydney, and its 5 million residents enter a hard lockdown for a third week. State authorities there say that 34 of them were exposed to the community while infectious. Authorities are now tracing their close contacts so that they may be put in isolation. Yesterday, Sunday, Australia recorded its first coronavirus-related death for the year. Officials there warned that the current lockdown in Sydney may be extended for another week as they race to contain the spread of the highly infectious Delta variant. Elsewhere in the world, Israel will begin offering a third dose of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to adults with weak immune systems. That's as the number of new infections in the country rises to around 450 a day from just single digits last month amid the rapid spread of the Delta COVID-19 variant. Israeli health authorities say that 47 are hospitalized with severe coronavirus. About half of them were vaccinated, with a majority belonging to high-risk groups. As a result, Israel is moving to fast-track their next shipment of Pfizer's drug for the planned booster vaccinations for the immunocompromised. But officials there have yet to decide on whether or not to give the rest of the population a third shot. Here at home, the Philippines expects to receive a total of 16 million COVID-19 vaccines this month. That's according to Cabinet Secretary Carlo Nograles, the co-chairperson of the Interagency Task Force. He says among the vaccines set to arrive later this month are jabs from Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, Pfizer, as well as from Sinovac. This is on top of the over 3 million doses of AstraZeneca and Sputnik V shots that were delivered last week. With the augmented supplies, Nograles is optimistic that the small cities in Metro Manila can soon achieve population protection.
San Juan City, for example, I think dahil sa population niya, madali na tayo makareach ng 70% sa San Juan. Dahil sa bilis din. At actually, lahat ng mga NCR cities, mabilis yung kanilang rollout. Napakabilis.
Some Metro Manila cities have suspended second dose inoculations for the recipients of the Sinovac drug as they await more supplies. These include Muntinlupa, Taguig, and Valenzuela. Malabon has meanwhile halted its rollout of other vaccine brands. The Interagency Task Force is allowing local government units to decide whether or not to require travelers to present negative COVID-19 test results. The president of the Union of Local Authorities of the Philippines, Quirino's Governor Dakila Cua, admits that uniform protocol cannot be implemented at this time since the COVID-19 situations are different in each area. But he says officials are currently studying the validation processes for vaccination cards as they may be used as substitutes for RT-PCR tests. When asked about the use of antigen tests, here's what Dakila had to say.
The IATF and the DOH requires us all to only honor PCR tests. We requested that we be allowed to instead apply the antigen test, which has not been approved. And yet, other LGUs have been implementing it. That's why siguro may konting confusion, may burden sa ating mga mamamayan. The science really has to be sorted out. Sana payagan.
And those were the top stories this hour. I'm Mikey Oreta. Please stay safe and keep it here on ANC Media, India News Channel.